Why was God named Yahweh so furious at the Moabite and Ammonite nations? Because these descendants of Lot absolutely hated the people of Israel. In history, Israel's ancestor Abraham had saved Moab's ancestor Lot twice from kidnappers and from God's fire from heaven that destroyed Sodom. See Genesis 14 through 19. Yet the ungrateful nation of Moab convinced Israel to worship their false god Baal. Then both the Ammonites and Moabites hired the prophet Balaam to curse Israel. See Numbers 25. God, of course, saved Israel, and he cursed then and still curses any nation who rejects God and comes against his beloved nation of Israel. Moab trusted her own works, her treasures, her power. Jeremiah 48, nations like Moab in pride think God named Yahweh never will judge us, but he shall not compare us to Moab. Are we the same?
About any city whose people rejected God's full truth. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city, said Jesus.
Moab, as a nation mocked the Lord, said our nation does not need God. Jeremiah 48, false prophet said, because God is love, never will judge us, but he shall not compare us to Moab. Are we the same? The Lord Yahweh mourns for nations. He mourns for people who reject him. Thank you. God does mourn for those who reject him, see 2 Peter 3:9. But in his righteous justice, God must judge. And he warned Moab then and us today in every nation, Jeremiah 48. The strongholds are surprised and Moab shall be destroyed as a people because the nation exalted himself against the Lord Yahweh. In Deuteronomy 30:19, God named Yahweh gives every person, every nation, a clear choice. He declares with love, yet holiness, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. Jeremiah 48:31, the love of God is shown even though in righteousness he must judge Moab and America and all nations. God says, I will wail for Moab and I will cry out for all Moab.